from KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Tara Seiler. If you live in one of California's high-risk fire areas, you may be able to get an insurance policy that provides you with on-site fire prevention advice for your home and even some private firefighting efforts if a blaze breaks out. Hundreds of people had these policies during the North Bay fires, but they come at a very steep price. KQED's Ted Goldberg has been looking into these policies. And Ted, how do people obtain these services and how much more do they pay for this perk?
The insurance companies we spoke to emphasized that these products, these insurance policies that offer these services, are for very wealthy people. In fact, AIG said that the clients that are involved in getting this kind of extra wildfire protection service are among the richest Americans in the country. The price range for these kinds of plans that offer these services range from several thousand dollars a year to more than $100,000 in yearly premiums.
And are these kinds of services new? And what are these private wildfire risk teams actually do?
So they're not new. They've actually been around for about a dozen years. In 2005, AIG started the first sort of wildfire risk assessment team. And since then, several other large insurance companies have followed suit. And what they basically do is set up teams of former firefighters to come to your home, to come to your property and assess the area. What kind of things could be done to reduce fire risk? Then, in real time, in a situation where a fire is actually encroaching or approaching the area, they actually send teams into these neighborhoods and they start pushing brush out. They sometimes set up temporary short sprinkler systems, and they also throw down flame retardant. And sometimes they're doing this as they can sort of smell smoke not too far away, but they don't actually fight a structure fire. Here's Stephen Pooks. He's with AIG's private client group.
What we do is try to get out ahead of the fire. And if we can prepare the home to best withstand the encroachment of a wildfire, that certainly puts our homeowners' properties in the best possible position to withstand the fire.
And Pooks emphasized they were not always able to get there before a blaze overtook some structures. In fact, the Tubbs Fire, one of the large wildfires in the North Bay, was just moving so fast they couldn't get people in time.
And are these insurance teams actually out there working alongside CAL FIRE sometimes?
No. They emphasize that they're not doing fire suppression work. You're never going to see one of these guys with a hose and some water actually putting out flames. We spoke to CAL FIRE spokesman Scott McLean about that sort of process and what other kind of rules apply to these teams.
They can go in if there's an evacuation advisory or warning. However, when that turns into a evacuation order to leave, they must leave.
How successful are these teams? Did they say how often they actually save someone's home?
The representatives of three insurance companies that I spoke to said that, yes, indeed, there were a number of times in which homes were saved. There were also times in which they sent these crews into areas, did the work that we've just described here, and the homes were lost. There's no specific data on how effective these kinds of services are. They work, but not all the time.
Yeah, so this obviously helps the insurance companies because if they help protect an expensive property, they won't have to pay out. What about the equity issue here? Did anybody talk about that?
Well, the insurance industry does not address that. But one consumer advocacy organization told the Wall Street Journal it's really unfair that in some cases, wealthy homes get extra fire protection, but low-income and middle-class income homes don't.
Okay, Ted, thanks so much.
Thank you.
KQED's Ted Goldberg, and I'm Tara Seiler, KQED News.